Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A state worker has suddenly resigned amid media reports questioning how he got the job in the first place. Paul Bozanski was a judge in Pennsylvania before he quit under an investigative cloud in June. He went on to become a workers' compensation hearing officer with the State Department of Labor in October. And the Anchorage Daily News last week questioned whether his family connections had anything to do with that. Bozanski is the brother-in-law of Chuck Kopp, an aide to Eagle River Republican Senator Fred Dyson. Kopp was picked by then-Governor Sarah Palin to serve as public safety commissioner, but lasted just 14 days before resigning amid sexual harassment allegations from a previous job. Bozanski quit his state job on Thursday, the same day a Daily News reporter called the State Labor Department for answers. The newspaper said efforts to contact him for comment had failed. 80 days in jail for the owner of a Douglas bar who pocketed sales tax proceeds meant for the city and borough of Juneau. 55-year-old Patrick M. Peterson was sentenced on Friday to four charges of failing to file sales tax returns and four charges of failing to remit sales taxes. The owner of PP's Douglas Inn entered guilty pleas to the charges in October. Eight other identical charges were dismissed as part of an agreement with prosecutors. For each of the remaining eight charges, Peterson was sentenced to 90 days in jail with 80 days suspended, and a $1,000 fine was also suspended. We'll have more on that story coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition. A Republican state lawmaker says he'll try again to pass a measure requiring Alaskans to show photo identification to vote. Representative Bob Lynn of Anchorage, chairman of the State Affairs Committee, says the measure will be one of the first bills that he'll hear. Voter identification laws were a partisan flashpoint in this year's elections. Proponents say they protect the integrity of the voting process, but critics say they disenfranchise the poor, elderly, young, and minority voters who are less likely to have a photo identification. Lynn introduced similar legislation last year, but it never got a hearing. He says he had other priorities. After the elections this year, Republicans will have a ruling majority in both the State House and Senate. The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled against fishing groups that want the Copper River Chitna dip net fishery to be designated as subsistence fishery. The court's ruling on Friday upholds a lower court decision and maintains the existing designation as a personal use fishery. Subsistence fisheries get higher priority than commercial fisheries when fish harvests are restricted because of low returns. Fishing groups objected to a 2003 decision by the State Board of Fisheries to change the Chitna dip net fishery from subsistence to personal use. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some patchy fog this morning. Snow level at 1,200 feet, decreasing to about 700 feet this afternoon, with temperatures between 33 and 37 degrees and winds to about 15 miles an hour for most of the day today.